Hello, and welcome. This is Mistress Candace, and you're listening to Dawn Party. Today, I'm going to take you to one of my Dawn Parties. A party with me and my fellow Dawns. There will only be a couple of subs today, and you are going to be one of them. You should feel privileged. But before we go, you should be appropriately dressed. So if you aren't naked yet, please remove all your clothing now. You will not be going down by yourself. I will be taking you with me. You will be at my side. Or should I say at my feet, the entire time. I'd like you to find a nice, quiet spot. A place where you'll go undisturbed. All phones off. All light blocked out. As much as possible. I'd like you to lean back comfortably in a chair. Or lie down flat, face up. Place your arms to your sides, your legs straight out in front of you, uncrossed. Close your eyes and take in a nice, deep, cleansing breath. And release. Good. Everything I tell you that is going to happen, will happen, exactly as I tell you. Every feeling I tell you, you will experience exactly as I tell you. And these same things will continue to happen to you. You will continue to experience these same feelings just as strongly, just as surely, just as powerfully. When you are out of trance, as you are while listening to this recording, eyes closed, take in that last long, deep, cleansing breath, and release. I want you to picture yourself standing on the top floor of a 10-story building. You are safe on the top floor, standing in front of an open elevator. The elevator is empty, no one around. It is safe. I want you to see the elevator and step in. Step in, face the doors. Above the doors, I want you to see the numbers from 10 to 1. On the right of the elevator doors, you see the buttons. In a moment, I'm going to have you press the button, ground, floor. With each floor, the elevator will stop. The doors will open. You will stay where you are. You will take that moment to feel that stage, that level. For as you descend, you will find your body grows heavier as your mind opens. And you will become more and more relaxed. Extend your arm. Feel the button beneath your fingers as you press ground floor. I want you to feel the elevator begin to descend. Going down smoothly and gently. From the 10th floor, down down to 9, stopping at 9. The doors open. You look out into an empty hallway lined with doors. You see the 9 lit up. You're starting to feel submissive already. A little wave of weakness. The doors close, and you begin to go deeper. Down. Down to 8. Letting go. Sinking. Weaker. And weaker. Deeper. And deeper. See the 8 lit up. As the doors open, another empty hallway with nothing but doors. The elevator doors close, and you go down safely, smoothly, down to 7. So weak as you let go, as you surrender. Your knees begin to turn what feels like jello. Weaker. Better. Submission. You are becoming pure submission. See the 7 lit up. The elevator doors slowly open. You see the empty hallway. There is nothing here but you and I. The weaker you become, the better you can feel my power. The doors close. You continue down, heavier and deeper, until you see the six light up, the 6th floor. The elevator doors open. There's nothing. Nothing but empty hallway. And the elevator doors close. And you begin to go down once again. Down deeper. Down to the 5th floor. The 5. Lights up on the elevator. The doors open. Nothing but a vast empty hallway. Your knees so weak, you can feel yourself dropping to them, trying to steady yourself. Trying to steady yourself next to me. As you sit on your knees, and you feel yourself letting go. And you feel the doors as they close. As this descent continues. Going down. Down to the 4th floor. The doors do not open. The elevator stops. You are safe. Pausing at 4. Pausing to catch your breath, to get your bearings. You are weak. I am strong. You are weak. I am strong. Going deeper now. Descending. Letting go as you go down. The number 3 lights up as the elevator stops. You see the 3 lit up, and now the weakness that has come over you is making you like a puddle, pliable. You feel yourself cowering towards me, cowering towards your mistress. I can feel you shivering next to my feet. It's okay. Safe and tranquil, you find yourself going deeper, and it feels wonderful. As you continue down, too. Continue down to the 2nd floor. You see the 2. The 2 is lit up. As you pause, the door is remaining closed as you go deeper. You can feel me here with you. You are safe with Mistress Candace when you surrender. You are in my care, and I take good care of my pets. Safe, isolated, relieved, going deeper and deeper down. The elevator takes you down, down to the 1st level. The elevator pauses. The 1 lights up. The doors don't open. You're going down deeper, deeper to the ground level. A place where you know you will be submissive, 100%. If there was even a shred left of power in you, by the time we reach the basement, it will be gone. You will be at the mercy of the Doms. Deeper. As you begin to descend that last floor, that last little bit, going down, you see the ground button light up. The elevator doors slowly open. And you see what you've been seeing. An empty hallway. Doors on the right, doors on the left. All of them closed. On your knees, your arms have wrapped around my legs. I'm going to push you back to where you are sitting on your legs. Feel the box beneath you. Hands on either side of you. Stable yourself. I have a present for you. I want you to see the cool black leather collar I've brought. I want you to feel the touch of the leather as I slide it around your neck. The rattling of the leash that is attached to it. By collaring you, keeping you with me, keeping you connected to me. All that we see, all that we do, will pose you no harm, for it will show you're with me. And I know you welcome that connection. To be my party guest is quite the honor. I know you're feeling weak, so there's a few things you must know in your weakened state. When I say heal, it means you will come to me immediately. Position yourself side by side with my leg. Since you will be crawling through the entire experience, healing is a good way to rein you in. Too weak to walk, you will show that you are mine by staying close. If you go too far, you'll get a little jolt back into reality. So heal, boy. We're about to walk through the corridor. I'm about to take you to a place very few have been. My weak, submissive boy will serve his mistress well. For that you will be rewarded. And if you disobey, like any other pet, you will be punished. But for now, heal and let's go. Walking down the corridor, you can hear the sounds of women having a good time in the distance. Closing the gap between them and us, you can feel the concrete of the hall beneath your knees, your hands. You can feel the chain kept tight. The chain that links us, no room. As I walk, as you crawl, you can feel my legs brushing against your chest. Against the side of your chest, as you crawl alongside me, crawling to the door where the party is obviously being held. Excited, aren't you? Excited to see the dominant women gathered together. As I open the heavy door, you can feel the excitement within me. It begins to rise. And you can feel the cool shush of my heel as I say, down, down. Without a wince, you look straight ahead. And as the door slowly opens, you see the darkness. The shadows of people. You cannot see above the legs. You are too low to see. It is too dark to see. But you can smell the dankness. The dankness of the basement. You can feel the cold hardness of the floor beneath you. But as we begin to move through the crack, you begin to smell the sweet mix of perfumed goddesses and the leather they wear. It has an intoxicating effect on you. Already in a weakened state, you are beginning to feel a little disoriented. The flesh between your legs may be focused on springing forth. But you feel as though you're about to tumble over. As I lead you through the crowd, You can hear the voices of the Doms all around you. Whispers and laughs. You can't make out a single word. It is a collective whisper. As though they were one person, but all around you. So disoriented. Where Mistress leads, you follow. You follow the tug of your chain, of your leash. As I bring you to a little pile of hay, where I tell you to sit. And you obediently sit on the hay. You can hear the clanking of the chains of your leash. As I hook you to the shackle built into the wall. So disoriented. Nothing but voices and darkness. You try to get your bearings. You try to see clearly. And you realize you aren't alone. Shackled next to you is another naked slave. A woman. She too seems disoriented. On her hands and knees, her big, beautiful breasts hang down. Her hair flowing down her back, messy with little sticks of hair sticking out. But she's beautiful. And she warns you, whispers to you. Try to stay on your hands and knees. Don't fall over. If you fall over, they will think you have passed out. And they will want to wake you in ways you could have never imagined. And they'll do it in groups. You dare not speak to her. For I'm right here. And to speak means certain punishment. You try to stay perfectly still. Even if you do feel a little dizzy. And then, out of nowhere, the voices begin to fall. To silence. Until there's a dead quiet. You can hear the thunderous footsteps of an enormous man. The sea of women, of dark dominatrixes, begins to part, just like the Red Sea. You hear a gasp of fear from the slave next to you, as she spots the towering figure that's coming towards you. A large man so tall, so big like a gladiator. But he wears nothing but a mask over his face. And he walks through the crowd. Towards your neck. Trembling by. Hands reach out from the crowd. To touch him. The Dom party. Grows silent. In respect. Their long, slender fingers, their blood-red nails, reaching out to get a feel of his muscles, of his manhood. And with each and every touch of the Dom party, his massive cock grows thicker and harder. And he's looking right at you. Right at my little weakened, disoriented, submissive. Stopping directly in front of you. His gigantic meat in his hands. Stroking his cock. The naked sub next to you. Backs up in fear. But her mistress, her dawn, grabs her by her collar, pulls her forward, threatening to punish her, to hold her ass open while she gets fucked good and hard, if she doesn't hold still. And you know her punishment is the same as yours if you disobey me. And because you don't know what's going to happen, you'll try to hold perfectly still while the giant man in front of you plays with his meat, stroking his massive cock, looking at you both as if to decide what to have for dinner. From the corner of your eye, you can see the little slave sub next to you. She's being pushed toward you, forced to kneel beside you, with your mistresses at your sides, the cold wall behind you, the shackles around your neck. There is no escape. Nowhere for you to go. Nowhere to run. Afraid to move. Afraid of what's happened. The testosterone-ridden monster of a man slaps his meat across your face and lets it slide to the kneeling sub next to you, and then slaps it the other way. And you can feel me tugging at your choke chain, commanding you to lick. Lick, my pet. I see you close your eyes. I see that you reluctantly obey my command. You can feel the softness of the skin, yet the firmness beneath it, as his dick slides across your lips. Teasingly, he presses it to the opening of your mouth. And tauntingly, he pulls it back and presses it to the girl next to you. You can feel the slap of my hand on your bare ass. The sting sharp as I order you to open your eyes. For you will suck until you like it. You will suck and amuse me and my fellow dogs. For you are the night's entertainment. And I'm here to show that I can make you love sucking dick. So keep those eyes open, my little cock-sucking bitch. You and the little pussy slave next to you are going to be fed the biggest cock you've ever seen. And you're going to enjoy it together. Licking, slurping, each of you now trying to get your mouth around that big, fat head. And while you struggle against each other, vying for position, while one sucks on that fat head, the other licks the shaft in the box. You will take turns licking and sucking. And every once in a while, it is my hand you will feel inspecting your cock, inspecting your hardness, making sure you show the dolls how much you like sucking. How much sucking you prepared to do for a mistress. How you like blowing men. And you will prove it. Because if you don't like sucking,
we can always turn you around. I'll even help spread your cheeks.
Keep sucking that cock. Sucking and licking, you can hear the gulping of the cell next to you.
You don't want to be outdone by a girl.
Suck it like you mean it.
Come on.
If you don't show me you like it, you will fuck it.
Or should I say, he will fuck you. There we go. That dick of yours is
getting hard. Just like Mistress wants.
Good boy. Good boy. You will suck.
You are the Dom Party Entertainment.
And now, there's a little contest between you and the little pussy sub next to you.
Who sucks better dick?
We'll know when the gladiator comes.
Let's see if you can get his cum.
Before it's her turn to work the head. Before you're back to licking balls and smelling his hot, sweaty ass.
Suck it. Deep throat. You love cock.
After all, you have one of your own. We're gonna turn your face into a pussy.
A suction cup. Suck. Lick it. Suck it.
Yes.
Now you're getting into the rhythm.
I can tell by the twitching of the cock in your mouth.
I can tell by the depth you're diving.
Deeper. Harder.
Suck. Don't forget that tongue action.
Flicking and rubbing while you use your suck
skills.
You're going to suck cock better than any girl, aren't you?
Yes. You don't want to get fucked in the ass.
Just yet. Ooh, the giant begins to moan,
thrusting his hips forward deeper,
his head thrown back.
He grabs you by your hair,
ramming his throbbing dick down your throat. Over and over.
You can taste the pre-cum in your mouth.
So much pre-cum. You suck better than a girl. Yes,
so much pre-cum.
Starting to leak out the sides of your mouth. His swollen mushroom head.
Like a baseball bat.
Rams into the back of your throat. And the room begins to change.
Suck. 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 First you can feel a stiffening.
And then an oozing.
Until you can feel the forceful spray against the back of your throat. As he pushes himself
deeper
inside you.
You can feel the sub beneath you licking his balls.
You try to push her away.
She wants his load.
You want his load. You struggle.
But it's too late. You're already swallowing. For your swallowing reflexes kick in.
As the salty load slides down your submissive throat. In waves. And you swallow. 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 You swallow that hot, creamy load. To please your mistress. To be a cocksucker for mistress is an honor.
It is your job. What mistress wants, you willingly give.
your hungry little mouth filled with his manhood. He uses his foot to kick you away, and like dominoes, you and the sub girl next to you fall over. Much to the amusement of the dom party. You have been entertained for mistress. And for that, you are rewarded by experiencing great pleasure. If you did not come during that experience, you were a bad boy. For you should always come when you suck dick. And you should always suck dick when I tell you. So now you're in need of punishment. It's time for a good fucking. Mistress is going to grab her strap-on. It's time for the dungeon. And you're going to listen to it. You're going to lay back now on the soft hay. You're going to let the sounds and smells around you consume you. Limp and used, you lay back. Eyes closed. As I lean in and whisper, time to bring you up. I'm going to count you back up to consciousness. Where you will feel completely relaxed. If you're getting ready for bed, as I count, instead of drifting up, you will drift down. To a sound, solid sleep. If you're getting ready for your day, you will come up to consciousness. You will wake up groggy and disoriented, but excited. If you were a good boy, but if you were bad, it's time to take a journey to the dungeon. Let's begin. One, two, three, four, five. And breathe in deep. And release. Now open your eyes. Now today's journey was fun for me. And as much as I'm sure you enjoyed it, you're going to enjoy it even more when you listen again. Have a wickedly erotic day.